Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where this week we're taking a journey down a wonderful chocolate factory.
Come with us and you'll see world of pure imagination and content.
Leave a like if you want. And by that, I mean you have to do it. It's not an option.
Otherwise, you'll fall into a vat.
Or a squirrel will eat you or whatever. Or a weird man in a hat will bully you.
James, do you think people like this musical episode we're doing?
I think so.
They're loving it already?
And good thing we got it all auto-tuned.
Yes,
so it's going to sound really good. I would have put in the extra money, Mason. Don't even worry about it. Now, with the release of Wonka prequel, we're taking a look at the second run at a cinematic adaptation.
Should we have done the first one?
I'm going to talk about it among
this. Okay, yeah, yeah. Look, we've all seen it. Even I've seen it.
Seen a really popular movie?
James, it's common knowledge in this video series that I haven't seen a lot of kids' movies.
Okay.
Because I was born at this age.
Well, as a kid, you were watching like RoboCop and stuff,
I guess I was.
You?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I didn't see a lot of Disney movies, but I definitely did see the original.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Named as such because they wanted to brand it to sell chocolate bars. We'll talk about it a bit later. It's a wonderful movie. It's classic. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful performance by everybody.
Gene Wilder, tremendous.
Oh, God, how does he do it? How did he do it?
Acting,
He did all his acting. Not all at once, because I don't know what that would look like, but he did the right amount of measured acting.
And he did that forward role at the start, and then, as I understand it, he just imagined doing the forward role for the rest of the movie while filming it. And that
just
gets you in the right mindset. Yeah,
I can see that, yeah. Anyways, boy, is this a Tim Burton Willy Wonka movie.
Boy, it sure is.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Mason.
Yes.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Look, I think it's almost a great movie.
What are you saying?
I don't know. It could have been great, but unfortunately one of the central pillars of the movie is really bad. Awful and unpleasant.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, terrible
choice. It's Johnny Depp, but I don't like Johnny Depp in a movie. What he's doing in it.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Do you want to talk about it now?
Let's do it now.
He's doing what feels like a persona that Jim Carrey attempted and then discarded. Like, he was trying to figure out what his persona would be for The Mask. And he was like, what if I was just off-putting and unpleasant?
Yep.
What's happened in my weird freak mind, you know? And then the director of that movie was like, Jim, nobody's going to like that.
Mm.
Get rid of it. But Tim Burton was listening at the door with a little, maybe like some sort of listening horn at the door.
You would have
and
a
he was like,
horn.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm going to save that for later.
You know what I think it
hey,
is?
Hey, Johnny, you want to be an unpleasant guy?
Yeah.
And also in the movie?
Here's what I think it is.
Okay.
2 years earlier,
yes,
he reinvented Captain Jack Sparrow. He took what was on the page and turned in this brilliant performance and all these little affectations and voice and his little walk and the look of it. Like, he crafted all of that. Mm-hmm. And Disney were like, we don't know about this. I don't think this is going to work. He's supposed to be cool and swashbuckling. And it's like the best thing in the movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this time around, they just went, let's just see what he does.
Yeah.
And
right,
then we got this.
Mm.
And it's bad. And I don't like the character at all.
Awful.
Yeah.
Why does he want a kid to work there if he doesn't like kids?
I don't know.
Anyway, but what I was going to say is, apart from that, it is, I think, like an interesting kind of carbon copy modernization of the original version.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
You mean the book, right, specifically?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't read.
Because it does adhere closer to the book.
Oh, interesting. Okay, right.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more in the sense of, like, the production values feel modern. Not necessarily always in a good way. Like, there's a very 2005 CGI opening title sequence.
Imagine how good that would look if they took that Tim Burton aesthetic and it wasn't just a weird CGI chocolate factory. Even if they did like a Nightmare Before Christmas stop motion kind of opening thing. But it's nothing. It just feels like smooth and weird, like Johnny Depp's face in this.
Do you think that maybe put you off? Like, they put you offside for the rest of the movie?
I think the movie's good until they get to him.
Yeah.
I think the world that they build and introducing all these weird characters and crooked houses and all this shit.
The production design is really good.
When it's not, like, obvious green screen and CGI,
But again, it is just a carbon copy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just the grandpa gets out of bed and he goes, yippee, I'm doing a little...
Yeah. He does say yippee and he does
So I guess what I'm saying is... It's a pointless remake, but it would have been a fine pointless remake without the weird version of Willy Wonka.
You know what else doesn't work in this?
Yes, sir.
The music.
Mm.
Because they took a lot of the lyrics and things from the books, right?
I see.
And then Danny Elfman crafted music around that. But because when you're reading the songs, you don't really have a tune in your head. It just kind of reads like poetry. It rhymes.
Uh-huh, sure.
Whereas when you...
Mine's always to A Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Perfect.
Come with me. No.
We'll fix it. It's gonna be auto-tuned.
We'll fix it on iTunes. We'll fix it on iTunes.
But then when you take that, and even with using somebody with Danny Elfman's skill, you can't really craft.
Come with me, and I'll get up again.
You can't really craft it into anything.
I nailed it. We don't have to auto-tune it.
It's fine. Yeah. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, you can't craft it into anything that's... Because musically, the first one, and I know people say, well, except for the Cheer Up Charlie song, but, leave that woman alone. She's going through a lot.
Yeah.
Leave her alone, okay? And each song is very specific, and it's fun and whatever. And it's got that Oompa Loompa kind of, like, rhythm to it, whereas this is just, like, there's a weird rock song, and there's a weird... I don't remember the other songs. Right. I just remember the rock song.
Also interesting, I remember... Look, also, going into this, I know I had seen this prior, but if you'd asked me, is this a reboot or a sequel or a prequel to the original?
Well,
or
if it was a sequel, it would be The Great Glass Elevator, Mason.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. But I nothing stuck.
Yeah.
But if you'd asked me what it was, I'd be like, I don't know, but it's a remake. But the only thing that I do remember from it prior to this rewatch is that all the Oompa Loompas are played by the same guy, which I'm sure at the time was like, what a fun innovation kind of thing. But in the present day, I'm like, oh, because they just wanted to pay the one guy.
Well, I do have some information about that later, which you might like.
Oh.
You know what else I think is wrong with this?
Go on.
Tonally, and this includes the Willy Wonka performance and things that he says, it's too overtly sinister, right?
Okay, sure.
Whereas the original, it looks beautiful and what a wonderful world.
Mm.
But if you, scratch the surface, or not even, there's just this undercurrent. It's just mean and weird. Like, Charlie and Grandpa Joe nearly get minced by a fan. You see a chicken get beheaded at one point. Gene Wilder screams at a little boy at
the
end.
That's true, yeah.
It's so... It's really weird and dark in a way that this is like, well, I'm weird and dark. Mm. And it's like, we know, fucking calm down.
Willy Wonka does that forward roll, then he gets up and he does that thing like you, like when you're threatening somebody at a pub, you're like, shove your face forward at him. Like,
You know what else I think?
What's that?
I've said this before, and I think it's true of most versions of the character. I think Willy Wonka is an escaped Nazi scientist.
Absolutely.
Think about the era he was born in.
Sure.
Think about what he can do. Think about the use of slavery. Think about his disregard for human life. Come on. He was a Nazi,
think
right?
Think about his Hugo Boss outfits. You're absolutely right. Look, I'm sure you've got a bunch of notes. I've got them here. I've got a few here.
You got my notes there.
I've got your notes here.
Don't read my notes.
Let's see. The children are suitably freakish.
I think the cast is good.
Yes.
I think Freddie Highmore.
That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah.
I think Freddie Highmore is a delight as Charlie Bucket, even though he's a crooked-ass house bitch. That's what I think he is, Mason. Now, of course, he's an autistic surgeon or whatever.
The screaming surgeon.
Yeah, that's right. They're all very good.
Mm. I think the movie is a bit too mean to them.
I mean, the book's very mean to them.
Well, the book's very mean to them, but we're talking about 2005 like it's ancient history, but it's really not.
It's a long
and it's
time
like,
ago.
Look at this fat little kid. He's inherently awful because he's fat.
Yeah.
This little girl keeps chewing gum. That's awful. She's
bad.
And
there's that fat kid, if you remember from earlier.
Fat kid's here again. What a little monster.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, Mike TV says the R word.
Does he?
Yes.
I miss that.
He says it. Because he's the guy, he figures out the some sort of system to determine which
oh that's right
chocolate bars have a golden ticket in them, and he's like, well, a slur could figure this out. And I'm like, you don't want to take that out for the streaming versions? You don't want to take it out?
Oh, I didn't know you were pro-censorship, Mason. I didn't know that until now.
Yes. Anyway, it's weird.
Yeah,
just say something else.
Yeah.
Say, even a silly goose could have figured this out.
Yeah.
Honk.
I like that he's a weird Call of Duty guy.
I guess.
Like slightly pre when Call of Duty exploded.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I always found it really upsetting that Charlie's parents, and his mother specifically in the first movie, because his dad is dead in the movie. I don't know why.
Mm.
Or maybe he got crushed in a toothpaste accident. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It just squeezed him flat.
Yeah. Oh, side note, it's Smilex toothpaste.
Is it?
Like the
That's fun.
The Joker's poison in the Batman movie.
Got another Batman reference later for
oh,
you,
Mason. Oh, I'm excited
I'll tell
for
you
that.
What, yeah. But I always thought it was really unfair that Grandpa Joe suddenly like, oh, you want a ticket to a chocolate factory? Whoop, look at me. Whoop-de-doo. And then I realized, as I got older, oh, he had depression. He's got depression.
Of course, yes.
And now he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I can do this.
Oh, something to do other than stare into the void.
I'll do that, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting. In early 2003, Gregory Peck was offered the role of Grandpa Joe.
Gregory Peck?
That's right.
Father of Ethan Peck's father.
That's right.
I was going to say father of Ethan Peck, but I'm sure there's at least one person.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. I think there is someone in between there. Yeah. He did consider it, but before he could give them an answer, he did pass away, Mason.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's fun.
I don't think it is fun.
I mean, it's fun that he was going to do it.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun.
Sure, that's fun. We should start a segment called That's Fun.
Do you want to hear some influences, what Johnny Depp drew upon to do this terrible thing?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Johnny Depp stated that he based his appearance on the costume of the Marilyn Manson album, The Golden Age of Grotesque.
Great.
Yeah. Cool guy, too.
Yeah, cool. Cool, yeah. Constant rotation to my house, whatever that album was called. What a cool dude.
As well as game show hosts and children's television show hosts such as Fred Rogers, how he imagined former US President George W. Bush would act whilst stoned. You wouldn't have to bloody think too hard about that one, would you, Mason? Got him. Part Howard Hughes recluse, part 1970s glamorous rock star. Apparently it's not at all based on Michael Jackson. But I feel like that cannot be true, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Michael Jackson in that, right?
Yeah, and also, that's too many references. You know who you could have based it on? Gene Wilder.
No, well, you couldn't just do that, right? You got to think of it this way. Mm-hmm. Remember when Robin Williams was the genie?
Sure.
And then Dan Castellaneta was the genie for a bit. Don't worry about that. Mm. But then Will Smith had to be the genie. He sure. couldn't have
he didn't
just
have to be the
he
genie.
Had to do it.
Okay.
So you want to do something slightly different. You want to take it and make it your
Hollywood
own.
Hollywood made him sign a contract. He can get to slap Chris Rock in a few years. If he they'll make him do the genie, but he gets one big slap on a guy he doesn't like many years later.
Love that.
He invents a gum that never loses its flavor.
A gun that never loses its flavor.
A gun that never loses its flavor. That's right. Mmm. Tastes like Grandpa Joe's depression. No, James, he invents a gum that never loses its flavor.
Yeah.
My question is, how long do you expect to keep selling that? Everybody would just buy one, wouldn't
he
they? You just buy one and then you've got it forever.
Well, he hates gum, so I think that's the idea, that he's like, I hate gum and then I'm going to get rid of the gum market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he going to get rid of the gun market?
Maybe. I also think there's some fun jokes in this, genuinely, right?
Go on.
I like that, well, this isn't really a joke, but I like that Charlie's dad lost his job at the chocolate factory.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, you have more to the sentence?
I mean, I do like it.
Okay,
I could say an additional thing, though,
yeah,
if you want me to.
Yeah, great, terrific.
Because so many people were eating chocolate bars that toothpaste sales increased that they had to modernize and mechanize the toothpaste
sure.
process.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
Oh, to, like, get rid of this guy.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's no such thing as unskilled labor except for Charlie's dad.
That's exactly right.
I know what Mike TV might say about him, Mason.
Oh, no, a silly goose?
Yeah, silly goose.
Wow.
I also think there's a really good joke where you see young Willy Wonka go out to explore the world, and you see him walk past a series of flags like he's traveling all around, and then it just turns out he's at a flag museum.
That's pretty good.
I thought that was a good joke.
Well, then it's all been worth it as far as I'm concerned.
Mm. Anyways, do you know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
It's time for Charlie and the Trivia, the trivia section of the show.
I love that.
Where we go, wow, James, did you bring any trivia? I hear you in the comments. And yes, I did, actually. Delete your comment.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
I've never commented on anything on
YouTube.
I'll
delete it then.
Oh, wow.
So to his surprise, Deep Roy played every Oompa Loompa, right?
Oh, to his surprise. Interesting.
Which is also weird that it's the same face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
Don't know.
Nazi stuff.
Nazi stuff yeah. would be it, I think, yeah.
Repeating the same movements several hundred times. While those were put together digitally, each Oompa Loompa represents a separate performance by Roy, and in recognition, Roy's salary was increased to $1 million.
All right, then.
There you go.
Okay, okay.
All right, you happy with that?
Well, I've been told.
Yes, you have. 40 squirrels were trained for the scene where they pounce on Veruca Salt in the nutshelling room. The animals were trained every day for 10 weeks before filming.
For our American viewers... We're talking about squirrels.
Squirrels. We call them possums in Australia, which is a different animal, but they're similar enough.
That's right.
Now, the squirrels, they're from the book. They're not in the first movie because that's an impossible scene to do, really.
Is the only new content in this that's not from the original movie or the book Willy Wonka's tragic backstory?
Yeah, that is new. There is a bunch of little stuff that they throw
right,
in, but yeah, that's one of the newer things.
Well, I hated it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Christopher Lee?
Hated it.
He killed a lot of Nazis.
That's true.
Do you hate that?
Maybe he's just biding his time. Yes, I'll do one more scene.
Wonka's throne mm-hmm. is the same one used by the Joker during the Batman 1989 parade scene.
There you go.
I didn't double check that. I hope that's true, Mason.
I hope it's not true.
Oh.
For engagement.
That is true. Mm. But I'll delete your comment.
Yeah. So leave it again.
Yes. And Lissy Dahl originally wanted Dustin Hoffman and Christopher Lloyd to play Willy Wonka and Grandpa Joe, respectively. Dustin Hoffman was Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Was he?
Which is probably just Willy Wonka. I haven't seen it.
I was going to say, how did you know that, considering no one's seen that?
Nobody has seen that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
Because it's just the poor man's Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Now, someone below will be like, I've seen it. We don't believe you.
Yeah, comment deleted. Try again.
Now, would you like to know what Gene Wilder thought of this movie?
I didn't.
He thought it sucked.
Did he?
He was alive, and he was.
I was going to say I didn't even think he was alive when this came out.
Yeah, he died like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
All right, okay.
During production, Gene Wilder, in an interview with the Daily Telegraph, accused the filmmakers of simply remaking Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
He did.
1971 for money.
They did that, yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Depp defended the movie, saying it was not a remake of the earlier movie, but a new adaptation of the book, which is true.
And for example, I didn't do the forward roll.
That's right.
I didn't feel like it.
I didn't even want to do a backwards roll, which I could.
I looked at my bracelet that said WWJCD. What would Jim Carrey do? What would Jim Carrey's character that he rejected do? That's what the bracelet says.
And look, in defense of this movie.
Go on.
The first movie was made as a marketing tool to sell Wonka chocolate bars.
Oh, no.
Which ended up being recalled because they were poisonous or defective or something. So the movie ended up lasting.
Wow, this is like a modern day Mr. Beast Feastable situation.
It's exactly like
that. Exactly like
that. And Mr. Beast is always wearing a top hat and he's like, how do you do? What's my personality? You tell me. We love you, Jimmy. Keep it up.
We actually do.
Unless you cancelled, in which case...
Yeah, we never liked you. Yeah.
All right. Now, in terms of box office, on a budget of $150 million, it made $475 million.
Well, that's not bad.
Big hit for whoever made this, Warner Brothers, maybe, I assume. Yeah. So that's fun, isn't it? It's if you changed the central performance...
Yes.
Not even necessarily the actor...
That's what I'm saying.
This is a completely different movie.
Yeah.
And it's funny, maybe.
Yeah. And I sort of, look, I understand the impetus. In the film industry, you know, a lot of kids, I'm sure modern day kids love the original, but I'm sure there's plenty of kids who are like, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to see that. It's an old thing. I don't care. So sometimes you got to remake a classic and it could have worked. I think if they just put it through the Hollywood photocopier and it came out basically the same, I think people would have liked it.
Will Smith?
Yes. He'd get two slaps.
He'd get two slaps. Do you think he'd slap Chris Rock twice or somebody else?
No, I'd save up one for if I was in his position,
yeah.
I would slap Chris Rock and then save the other one for later. You know, now the urge to slap Chris Rock has left me.
Yeah.
I could slap him again or I could slap someone else, you know?
You don't know.
Yeah.
You could let it build and then in a few years you're like, I could slap Chris Rock again.
Yeah, I've got a hankering.
Anyways... Now, people have been asking for this for a while, and because we are officially maybe wrapping up the DCEU Aquaman 2, we're doing it, Mason.
What's that?
The Snyder Cut.
Oh, come on, mate. That's so long.
Not a joke, not a misdirect. Okay. We are genuinely doing it.
We're not doing one of our famous Willy Wonka-style misdirects where he's on a cane and then he doesn't do a forward roll.
No, you know? we would never.
So you never know what the guy's deal is.
It's going to be the last episode of the year.
So one episode. We're not breaking this thing up into two-hour chunks. Oh
God, I hope not.
Okay. Oh, that would be more painful for you.
Yeah. Look, I feel like, you know, we made a 40-minute Revenge of the Sith video.
That's true.
Or Ben and Lawrence did, I should say. Yeah. It's not going to be that long. God. I hope not.
Mm.
Anyways, if you do want to see that early, though, why not head over to BigSandwich.co, where all of these videos, they always... get their time to shine early ad-free, don't they?
That's right. Maybe I will.
Maybe. There's also bonus video podcasts. There's movie commentaries. There's video game Let's Plays.
That's right. We're bad at video games.
No, I'm good
and
at video games.
And you're scared of video games.
I'm not scared. I love them.
You were scared of a video game the other day.
I was never.
It's just a video game for babies and you were scared of it.
I wasn't scared.
You went, eep.
I was pretending to be scared.
And then you were like, oh, no, I just saw a mouse. You were scared of the video game. I know it.
So I'm allowed to be scared of a mouse?
Yes.
Okay. Or you can check out our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Of course, we're going to have an episode on Wonka, aren't we, Mason?
I guess so.
How could we not?
I've heard it's better than you
I've
think.
Heard it's, yeah, people say that.
But then people say a lot of things, don't they?
People do say too many things.
That's right.
If that's what you're implying.
Does Timothée Chalamet do a forward roll or not?
Oh, my God.
No spoilers if you've seen it in advance, but let us know if he does a forward roll.
Please do. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Okay, he whips cows. Like, literally whips cows.
Yeah,
that
sure
feels like a Nazi experiment thing, right?
Sure.
I don't know, man.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.